We bless the name of the Lord. I will sing all the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. My brothers and my sisters, this is a covenant song. Are you committed to sing of the mercies of the Lord forever? Have you made up your mind that daily at all times you will sing of His mercy? You will tell of His mercies unto generation after generation, because His mercy never comes to an end. I want you to sing that song with understanding, because as you sing it, daily you will enjoy the mercy of God. It will never stop showing you mercy. It will never remove His mercy from you, because you have entered into the covenant never to stop talking about His mercy. I will sing all the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generation. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I know ni mo ri gba o. I know ni mo ri gba. I know ni mo ri gba o. I know ni mo ri gba. Wi wa laye mi loni o. I know ni mo ri gba. You have received the mercy of God. His mercy kept you thus far. By His mercy you escaped through all dangers and destruction of the month of January 2024. Many things happened. Thousands of people lost their life in the month of January. But by His mercy, you are among the living. By His mercy, I am among the living. by his mercy, he kept you and your household members. The Bible says, if not because of the Lord that shows us mercy, that have mercy upon us, that has been so merciful unto us, we would have been consumed. Because the enemy don't want us to be. You have received the mercy of God. Your being alive today is by his mercy. Anu ni morigba o. Anu ni morigba. Anu ni arigba o. Ara mi anu ni arigba. Wiwa laye wa loni o. Anu ni arigba. You receive mercy not because of your righteousness. He had shown you mercy to be among the living at this moment. It's not because you know how to pray. It's not because you know how to sing. It's not because you know how to read the scripture. It's not because of any good thing that you have done. He is God. He shows mercy upon whom he will show mercy upon. And you are being privileged. I am being privileged. Members of our household are being privileged to be among those that he decided to show mercy upon. Oh, thank God for his mercy. The Bible says the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, but they are new every morning. Great is the faithfulness of our God. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. As long as I have my being, as long as I'm still living, as long as I have my breath that he has given unto me, his breath that kept me alive, I will sing of his mercies. Is that what you are saying? Will you thank him for his mercy showed upon you? Will you thank merciful God for his mercy is so great upon you and upon your household members? I want you to thank him. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. He never stops showing you his faithfulness. He never stopped being faithful to you. He never stopped being merciful unto you. Every morning, he made available unto you and to your household mercies for the day. Oh, thank the Lord for his mercy. The Bible said the Lord is good and his mercy is endureth forever. Daddy, we thank you because you are the good, good God. Thank you because by your mercy, you never stop doing us good. Thank you because by your mercy and your faithfulness, oh, we enjoy daily loads of benefits, of blessings that no money can buy, that nobody can give unto us. Daddy, we thank you. Thank you. We are so grateful. We come to the throne of grace tonight with hearts full of gratitude. We say, thank you, God. Thank you for all that you have done. Even in the month of January 2024. Thank you, oh Lord, for that which you are doing right now. Father, thank you for that which you will do as we go through the month of February 2024. And as we continue our journeys of life in this year 2024 and beyond. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you. Father, we worship you because your faithfulness has been our shield and our buckler from every danger and destruction. Daddy, we appreciate you, God, for your faithfulness has never failed over us. And we know by your mercy, your faithfulness will not fail over us and over everyone that you have given unto us. Daddy, we say thank you. Thank you because you are the mighty God. As you have come again tonight, we your children, we that have made up our mind to seek your face alone, the God Almighty, to call upon you, Father, on this throne tonight we receive open heaven. Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, you will reward us every second spent in your presence tonight. You will reward us, oh God, according to your word that says those who seek, diligently seek you, you will reward us. Daddy, we have come again tonight. We have come to your throne to seek your face. We have come to your throne to cry unto you. We have come to your throne, oh Lord, to be empowered by you. Father, we pray, oh Lord, you will reward us accordingly. In the name of Jesus, Father, the throne tonight, we receive mercy, even to get grace for help as we journey through the month of February 2024. Father, by your grace and mercy, by your mercy and grace, we receive help daily. We receive help daily. We receive help daily. Every area, oh Lord, Daddy, we will receive your mercy. We will receive your faithfulness. We will receive your grace. We will receive help in the name of Jesus. Daily, you will load us with every physical blessings and spiritual blessing according to your word for us this year 2024. For you, our God, you are the one that daily loads us with benefit. Daddy, we go in this blessed assurance of your word that can never fail, that can never fall to the ground. Daddy, daily you will bless us a lot. Daily we will never be in want of everything that we need. Daddy, we will never be in want. You will provide for all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Daddy, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity, nor sown deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek the face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up the everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up everlasting doors of every nation, that this message is being transmitted. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up your heads, ye everlasting doors, O of every city, of every state, of every neighborhood. O that this message is being transmitted at this time, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven armies. He is the King of Glory over our lives, individually and collectively. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, as we will decree into your hearing tonight, so you will do even unto us, O Lord. Father, at our declaration, as our decree your word into our life, there shall be physical manifestation. It shall be obvious in our lives. Everything we are going to decree and declare, in the mighty name of Jesus, this your word we are going to decree and declare into our lives, we never fall to ground, for you will sanctify our mouth. You will touch our mouth with the coal of fire. And Lord, the word that come out of our mouth, we carry power for manifestation, shall not fall to ground. Thank you, King of Glory. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I welcome you all to this new month of February 2024. Our God is so good. Almighty God, we thank you for your mercy and grace that kept us till today. It's not of our power, but it's by your grace and mercy. We are grateful for the privilege of being among the living. Many we enter into today together, but as of this moment, they have gone to the world beyond. They have been among the dead. But here we are. We have our life. We come to worship at your feet for this wonderful gift of life. Thank you for your spirit that formed us and your breath in us that kept us alive. According to the word of God in the book of Job, chapter 33, verse 4, that says, the spirit of the Almighty God has made us. His breath gives me life. Our Almighty God, we give you all praise and thanks for the power of your spirit that made us in your own very image, that made us creature that we come and even stand before you to give you worship. You created us purposely for your glory, for this to give you pleasure. And we thank you for the power of your breath that made us to be living souls. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. Beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, like I said, I welcome you once again to the month of February 2024. God has given us this month by His mercy and by His grace. We received it with thanksgiving. Each day is a gift. So also this month is a gift. Let us learn to receive each moment that God grants us the grace to be among the living with thanksgiving. And I know that we get help from the Lord, because He will help us. And He will daily load us with those benefits that we need as we go through this month, triumphantly and gloriously in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We declare what God has said concerning us this month of February. God Almighty declared unto us that by His name, in His name, our arms will be exalted. By His name, in our lives, and we and our family members, we that are calling on His name, we will operate with great power, prosperity, that He will confer upon us, according to the verse 24 of Psalm 89. That is the Bible test for tonight. That verse 24 of Psalm 89 says, my faithfulness and my mercy and loving kindness shall be with him, and in my name shall his own be exalted. Great power and prosperity shall be conferred upon him. I decree and declare, according to this word of God, his faithfulness, mercy, and loving kindness will be with us each day and moment of the month of February 2024. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that so shall it be, that the faithfulness, mercy, and loving kindness of God will be with each members of our household each moment of the month of February 2024. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. My brothers and my sisters, God is the only one that can exalt our homes, that can raise our heads up by his name, not by anybody's name, not by anybody's power, but by the name of the Almighty God. He said it, in my name shall his own be exalted. I decree and declare this month of February 2024, and henceforth, in God's name, we will raise our heads up, and the heads of our family members shall be raised up in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, in the name of God, this month of February and henceforth, we and all ours, we have great power to achieve purpose, to achieve counsel, to achieve even that which God has called us into, those things that we lay our hands on to the glory of his name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Psalm 89 verse 1 to 28, we are going to go through quickly. The covenant with David. God entered into covenant with David. Verse 1 of that Psalm 89 says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness through all generations. This is a commitment and a decision made by the psalmist. Let us emulate him and enter into covenant to always sing of the mercies and to talk about the faithfulness of God. I decree and declare that I, myself and you, and every members of our household, will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Nothing will stop us from singing the mercy and the faithfulness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Because daily we will enjoy his mercy. Daily we will enjoy his faithfulness. Daily we will enjoy the loving kindness of our God. And nothing shall take the praise of his mercy out of our mouths. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that with my mouth, with your mouth, we will talk about the faithfulness of God all the time, even from generation to generation. So shall it be unto our family members in the name of Jesus, because every day we will enjoy the faithfulness of God, because the faithfulness of God will not stop over our lives, because his faithfulness will be so great, will be so obvious in our lives that we can never stop even talking about it. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. He will overwhelm us even with his faithfulness at all times, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 2 of that Psalm 89 says, yes, I have said, your mercy is built to last forever. See, the mercy of God for his servant David is built forever. Nothing can remove it. In the heavens, you establish your faithfulness. That is our God. He built his mercy forever for his own. And in heaven, for his own, his faithfulness is established. I decree and declare that mercy is built for me and for you for us and our household members forever, according to this word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 136 verse 1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. I decree and declare by this word of God that God's faithfulness is established for you, is established for me, and for our household members forever in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God's faithfulness and mercy will be established for every one of us, even on this mountain, even generation after generation that are related with us, for us in the name of Jesus, that are after us, our children and children's children, they will enjoy the mercy and the faithfulness of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 3, talk about statement of the covenant. Let me tell you, our God is a covenant maker, and our God is a covenant keeper. Verse 3 says, the Lord said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. My brothers and my sisters, God of David is our God. We are of the lineage of David by our acceptance of Jesus Christ. Therefore, the covenant God made with David and sworn to him belongs to us. Don't let devil deceive you. You have full rights even to the covenant God entered into with David. I decree and declare that tonight, covenants of God with David are yours and mine, and they are for our family members because we have given our lives to Christ. Oh, if you are listening to me and you have not given your life to Christ, God cannot see you in Christ. This covenant cannot come to pass. You cannot claim this covenant. You can only claim this covenant. This covenant can only come to reality in your life when you are in Christ, when you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, because Christ Jesus, from the lineage of David, that's why the blind Bartimaeus called David, Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me. Let me tell you, God recognized the lineage of David. Jesus Christ said, this one that knew me and called me by my grandfather, he stopped and he answered blind Bartimaeus. I decree and declare that all God has sworn to David and for us and our family, and shall be established for us since we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. For God will find us in Christ. For God sees us in Christ. And he will bring all this that God has sworn to David. He will establish them for us in Jesus' name. Verse 4 says, God said, I will establish your seed forever, and I will build your throne through a generation. God is a covenant keeper. His covenant is everlasting. I decree and declare that God will establish our seeds forever, and the seed of our seed shall remain in the name of Jesus. No power of darkness, no power of hell will be able to destroy even our seed and the seed of our seed in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will establish our throne as priests and kings unto him through our Lord Jesus. Let me tell you, you are a king, you are a priest unto God. Jesus Christ made us kings and priests. You got to know who you are. When you know who you are, when that old man comes your way, you will tell him to go and sit down. Remember when he asked Jesus, that is where he missed it all. If truly you are a child of God, if truly you are a son of God, Jesus said, Satan, you've had it enough. Enough is enough. Get thee behind me. Who are you to ask me? What audacity do you have? Even to ask me of my relationship with my father. You must know who you are. I decree and declare, as a child of God, every covenant that God has made with Abraham, even with David, our father in Christ Jesus, shall be established in your life and in my life, in the life of our children and children's children, in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, God don't play with his covenant. God's power uphold his covenant in the life of his own. Verse 5 of that Psalm 89 says, the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord. Also your faithfulness is in the assembly of the holy ones, beloved in the Lord. Like I said earlier, God is a covenant maker. He's a covenant keeper. He is not a covenant breaker like man would do. He upholds his covenant by his power. Man may promise you, but man don't have power to keep that covenant. No matter how they said, oh, I will never, how we do this, how we all forever. Things can happen. But God upholds his covenant. God keeps his covenant by his power. The Bible says in the book of Joshua chapter 21 verse 45, not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All of them come to pass. I decree and declare that heaven will praise the wonders of God in your life, in my life, in the lives of our family members. As from today, heaven will praise the wonderful works of God in our lives, every day, every moment, by the faithfulness and the mercy of God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that you and myself and our family member, we praise the faithfulness of God in the congregation of saints. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that all good promises of God for us and for our household members will not fail, will not fall to ground, but will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me tell you, go and know what God says about you. Go and know what God says about your children. Go and know what God is talking about. Then you will hold him by his word. The Bible said the Lord honor his word above all his name. Oh, God is not a liar. God is not a man. God does not change like man. Oh, know what God says about you. Claim what he says, because his word is yea and amen. And so shall it be in our lives. Verse 6 to verse 8 says, for who in the sky can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the sons of God? God is revered in the council of the holy ones. God is respected in the council of the holy ones in heaven. He is to be feared more than all who surround him. O Lord, God of armies, who is like unto you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. That is your God. You cannot worship angel. You cannot worship, stars. You cannot worship creature. You cannot worship. No, it's only him. He's to be respected above any other. The Bible says his faithfulness surrounds him. It is very important that you and I know and understand our God. He is mighty. Remember that song. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, you are the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our God is the mighty God, the great I am that I am. No other God like unto our God. He is to be feared above anyone and above any other God. I decree and declare that you and I will fear God above any man and above any God in the name of Jesus. And even our household members, they will respect God and fear him above anyone and above any gods. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we and our household members, we honor the Almighty God above any other. We will respect him. Oh, we will fear him. Oh, we will lift him high above any. We will revere him above any other. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 9 to 10 of that Psalm 89 says, you rule over the majestic sea. When its waves rise up, you quiet them. You crush Rahab like one of the slain. When with your strong arm, you scatter your enemy. That is your God. That is my God. That is our God. That is whom we have come even to call upon tonight. These are the demonstration of the power and the greatness of our God. I decree and declare that our God will rule over the majestic sea and its waves that rises up against us as we go into this month of February 2024 and henceforth. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that our God will quiet all the storms and waves of the seas rising up against us and our household members, even this month of February and henceforth. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that God will crush all that represent Rahab like the one slain in our lives, in the lives of our family members. Even this month of February, according to his word, according to this word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that God will scatter our enemies by his strong arm. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Verse 11 to verse 12 says, the heavens are yours. Talking about this, our God. Oh, what a mighty God is our God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. He says, the heavens are yours, and yours also is the earth. Oh, you founded the world and everything that fills it. You created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon shout for joy at your name. God is the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. Psalm 24 verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that lives in the world. This verse says that Tabor and Hamor shout for joy at the name of our God. I decree and declare that we and our household members, we always shout for joy this month of February and throughout this year and beyond, in the name of our God, at the name of our God, the I am that I am, we will shout for joy every day. We will shout the shout of victory every moment in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Remember that word of God for us this month, my brothers and my sisters, that says our horns are exalted in his name, in the name of our God. So shall it be that we will be lifted and honored this month of February 2024 and henceforth in the name of our God, I am that I am. In the name of our God, Jehovah Nisi. In the name of our God, Jehovah Rapha. In the name of our God, Jehovah Mekadishkenu. In the name of our God, the great I am that I am. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Verse 13 to 14 says, your hand works for you with power. Your hand is strong. Your right hand is raised high. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. mercy and truth are right in front of you. That is your God. Don't be afraid. Go with this assurance. The one that goes ahead of you, the Almighty God, the God that is armed, walked with power, the one that is hand is stronger, or the one that walk righteousness and justice, the one that will declare you righteous, the only one that can vindicate you, the one that cannot lie, because his mercy and truth are right in front of him. Brethren, did describe our God. His hand works with power because he's powerful, and his hand is strong, stronger than any other hand. And he raised his hand higher than any Olowo gbogboro. If he should stretch his hand, you want to compare the hand of God with other person's hand? Or you want to compare his leg? The one that seated in heaven and made the earth his footstool. Whose leg can be as long as that? I decree and declare that God's hand with power will work wonders for us and for our household daily. Even as we go through this month of February and henceforth, I decree and declare that God's right strong hand will raise high above other hands in our lives and in the lives even of our family members. In the name of Jesus, let me tell you, this song in Yoruba says that there are three hands that can be seen in people's lives. But those hands, let me tell you, cannot be compared with the hand of God. Oni owo kan wa ti won pe lowo aye owo kan wa ti won pe lowo ogun owo kan wa ti won pe lowo aje meteta ejade lara mi. That is how. But let me tell you, the Lord is telling you that his hand is greater than all this hand. He's mighty. He's able to destroy all this hand. I decree and declare that going through the month of February and henceforth, in the name of our God, righteous and justice will be established for us in the name of Jesus. Any evil hand that want to touch you, that want to touch me, that want to touch our family members, the strong arm of the Lord will break them to pieces. In the name of Jesus, the strong arm of the Lord will destroy the harm of witches and wizards and the wicked ones in our lives. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that daily mercy and truth of God will be established for us and for our household members. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Verse 15 to 18 says, talk about the security God declared for his people. Don't go and look for security elsewhere. God got your back. Hallelujah. When you look back, when you look at the front and the left and the right, you see God there. With the people of God, and he already declared it. Our security is of him. He pronounced it. Declaration that will be relevant and obvious in our life, that our God is for us. Because if God is for you, who can be against you? You just be on the righteous side of God. Verse 15 says that, how blessed are the people who know the joyful cry. Do you know the joyful cry? The joyful cry is that you know God. Say, Lord, they walk in the light from your face. If you know the joyful cry, that you know you have a God, you will walk in the light from the face of the Lord. I decree and declare that you are blessed daily, and you will know the joyful cries of the Lord forever. So shall it be your family. In your family, every day, every moment, there shall be joyful cry of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that you will walk, and every members of your household, in the light that shines from the face of the Almighty God, every day and every moment, this month of February 2024 and henceforth, in the name of Jesus. Verse 16 says, in your name, they celebrate all day long. Oh my goodness. What a blessed assurance. The word that comes from the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. In his name, myself and you will celebrate all day long. In your righteousness, we will be lifted up. I decree and declare that in the name of the Lord Almighty, you are my servant. We and our household members, we celebrate all day long. This February 2024 and henceforth, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that in the name of God, ourselves and our household members will be lifted up in God's righteousness daily in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Verse 17 says, for you are the beauty of their strength. You, God Almighty, is the beauty of your strength, my brother. The Almighty God, the one that is strong in might and power, he's the beauty of your strength. And by his favor, he will exalt your horn. I decree and declare that God's beauty will be our strength daily. Will be the strength of our family members daily and forever. Starting from this month of February 2024. And forever in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that by the favor of the Almighty God, our horns, our head, and that of our family members will be exalted daily above that of our haters and our enemies in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Verse 18. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King to the Holy One of Israel. Let me tell you, do not find an hiding somewhere under any group. They say, if you come to us, we will shield you. Let me tell you, security belongs to the Lord. The Bible said, God is the one that gives us escape from death. And say, our shield belongs to the Lord. I decree and declare that the Lord will be your shield and the shield of every members of your household. So the Lord will be my shield and the shield of every members of my household daily, even this month of February and henceforth, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Verse 19 said, once you spoke in a vision to your favored ones, you said, I have granted help to a warrior. I have raised up a young man from among my people. I decree and declare that you and all yours, myself and all my family members, are favored by the Lord Almighty. This month of February and forever, we are declared the favored ones. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the power of this word of God that God will grant unto us and our family members help in every battles of life. In the name of Jesus, as we receive help of the Lord, all victory is ours in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that God will raise us up for his glory among others, in our mother's family, in our father's family, everywhere we find ourselves, because we are the favored ones of the Lord. So the word of the Lord says, and so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Verse 20 to 21 says, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him. He is the one whom my hand will sustain. Surely my hand will strengthen him. I decree and declare that God will anoint you, will anoint me. God will anoint all our family members with his holy oil for lifting this month of February and forever in the name of Jesus. According to Psalm 3 verse 3, the Lord will be the glory and the lifter of our heads and that of our family members in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that daily, this month of February and henceforth, our head will not lack oil in the name of Jesus. Daily, the Lord will anoint anoint our head with fresh oil in the name of Jesus. Psalm 23 verse 5 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. I decree and declare that in God's name, this month of February and henceforth, oh God by himself, we prepare table before us, before our family members, in the presence of our enemies, in the name of Jesus. He will satisfy us with the goodness of his house, in the presence of our enemies. They will see it korokoro with their eyes, and they will know that the Lord Almighty is on our side, and that in his name we have been lifted up. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that in God's name, he will anoint our heads and that of our household members with oil and everything that we need. There shall be blessing overflowing in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 22 to 23 says, no enemy will subject him to trouble. This is the word of God. No enemy will subject you and me and any members of our household to trouble. No violent man will oppress us. He will crush our enemy before us and strike down those who hate us. I decree and declare that in the name of God, no enemy will subject us and our household members even to tribute, even to be trampled upon. No, God will not permit it. In the name of Jesus, he said it and so shall it be. I decree and declare, in the name of God, no violent man will oppress. We oppress you and oppress me, or oppress our family members, anywhere we find ourselves. God will not permit anyone to oppress us. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, God will crush our foes, even and the forces of our family members before us all. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, in his name, God will strike down those who hate us. He said it is not Becky's word. So the Lord will do, in the name of Jesus. Verse 24 says, my faithfulness and my mercy will be with him. And through my name, his son will be exalted. That is where God spoke to us, has declared us this month, according to the one that I sent out. I decree and declare that you will emerge victorious, because the mouth of the Lord has said it. His faithfulness and mercy will make it to come to pass in the name of Jesus. He will establish his faithfulness and mercy with us. I decree and declare, according to this word of God, so God's faithfulness and mercy will be with you, will be with me, will be with our household member through this month of February and henceforth. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that God's faithfulness will be our shield and our buckler through this month of February and months and years beyond. Every day, every moment, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, in the name of the Almighty God, our horns and that of our family members will be exalted above that of our enemies, above that of our haters, forever, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 26, 5 to 26 says, I will set his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me, you are my father, my God, and the rock of that saves me. I decree and declare that God in his name, we set your hand and my hand and the hands of our family members over the sea. That means blessing. The blessings of the sea will be yours, will be mine. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare this month of February and henceforth, God in his name, we set our right hand and that of our household member over rivers. In the name of Jesus, the good in the rivers will come to us. In the name of Jesus, we will not lack anything good, for God will supply all our needs. I decree and declare, in God's name, you and I will continue to call to the Lord, and we will recognize him and call him our Father, our God, the rock of our salvation. At all times, we will not call unto any other God. In the name of Jesus, the Bible said, the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 15, the spirit that we receive is not a spirit that makes us slave again and causes us to fear. the spirit that we have, that we have make us God's chosen children. That spirit we have makes us God's chosen children. Are you not happy? To them that receiving give power to become the children of God. And with that spirit, we cry, Abba, Father. I decree and declare by the spirit of God in you and in every members of your household, in me and in the members in the life of my family members. Oh, we will no longer be slave to any other God. We will no longer be slave to any man. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the spirit of God in us and in all our family members, nothing and no one will cause us to fear. Nothing will cause us to fear. In the name of Jesus, we will have the boldness like that of lion, because we have the spirit of God in us. In the name of Jesus, whether we are awake or sleeping, we will not fear, for the spirit of God lives in us, and the spirit of God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. So shall it be that we will be bold like lion at all times. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the spirit of God in us, we are God's chosen children, and we will only cry unto him saying, Abba, Father, at all times in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 27 to 28 says, I will also make him a firstborn, the highest of the kings on earth. I will keep my mercy for him forever, and my covenant with him will stand. Let me tell you, go to Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. The word of the Lord says, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. That is you and I. Who made us? Jesus. Why on earth? Was the lineage of David, like I said earlier. So Jesus already conferred it on you. He made you a king and a priest. Know that and walk as a king. Dominate as a king. Decree and declare as a king. Let me tell you, the declaration of a king is authority. Nothing can change it. I decree and declare that through the name of God, we and all us will be king that Jesus has made us. On earth, we continue to operate even in our office of as a king and priest. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that in God's name, we keep his mercy for us forever. For every members of our household, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree and declare, going through the month of February 2024 and beyond, in his name, in God's name, he will keep his covenant. He will keep his promises for us and for all our family members. And it shall be obvious in our lives. It shall be obvious in the lives of our children's children. And so shall it be that his promises will stand firm in our lives, that all we see and they will know that we are of the Lord. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed, we have decreed and declared. Amen, amen, amen and amen. My brother and my sister, go in this understanding and this power and be whom God has called you to be. This Saturday is mountain prayer at Monte Creek, at Cedar Hill there. If you are privileged, you are welcome. It's open to everybody. It starts at 9. It's 1 hour, but marathon prayer for the month of February. And the ministers of God that God will use, I believe that God already anointed them for that very day, February 3rd. Mountain prayer at Monte Creek. Come, and the Lord will bless you as you do so. You will not go by the same, in Jesus' name. Till then, stay blessed. Enjoy. Be in the name of God. Enjoy this covenant that by the power in the name of the Lord, your head will always be lifted up. No more will any power be able to push your head down. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I love you, Becky Adedokun. Bye-bye.